Judgment Zone.
I can't believe you're completely fine with it.
Neighbor borrows a tool. Neighbor borrows a tool. You always say yeah, or even offer it. Like
no, well, wait. You know, always say yeah. That's already one layer into this, because now during this whole pandemic, some people would say no, but you were so kind to your neighbor, you let him borrow a tool.
Yeah.
At that point, does the neighbor have the right to do whatever they want?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the story. Neighbor comes over, he goes, dude, can I borrow your shovel? I'm like, yeah, sure. Which one do you want? You want the spade or you want the flat edge? He goes, I want the spade. I'm like, okay. So I grabbed that, give it to him. I was joking because I held the shovel part in my hand and stretched it out, and he took the handle. I'm like, here you go, social distancing. He laughed at me. So I was like, good. Okay. So I'm doing stuff in the yard. I'm weeding. This was like when I was weeding last week. I'm watching him, and I'm like, I wonder what he's going to do. He's going to dig up some garden or do something. And so what he did is he ended up shoveling up the dog poop in his yard and put it in a garbage bag. And then he gave it back
disgusting.
To me. Yeah, I'm
That's
telling
you. That's disrespectful.
No. You can shovel anything you would like with a shovel. And you think he's a jerk for using my shovel to get dog poop?
Yes. I think the jury would rule that that is a jerk move. When you borrow someone's tools, you have to be respectful. There's limitations. You can't just do whatever you want with my stuff, especially pick up after your dog. It's disgusting.
222 Buzz, 222-2899. Is that jerk or justified for what he did with my shovel? It's not like he violated the shovel rules.
Did he wash it? Did you see him washing it in the driveway? Like,
no.
Sanitizing it?
No.
Oh, my God. You didn't even wash it.
Oh, my
Are
God.
You for real?
Now I can't eat off it.
It's gross.
It's a shovel. It goes in the ground. It cuts worms in half. It's dirty. It's shovels
okay,
are filthy.
When you're not using it to dig in the dirt, it's just sitting in your garage.
Yeah, it's hanging on the wall.
Would you put a pile of his dog stuff in your garage? That's pretty much what you're doing.
No, they're no. Guys,
how
we
big
call
is his dog, by the way? That
it's
you
huge.
Need a shovel.
It's like one of those Himalayan abominable snowman dog things. Oh my God, freaking huge!
Oh, it's like a bear.
Hi, the Buzz. Good morning, Jerk or Justified.
I have to say, Justified.
You
as long as whatever you loan them comes back working and clean, you're good to go.
It wasn't dirty. I saw what he did with it, but it didn't. There wasn't any skid marks on it.
Ew.
Yeah, no. As long as he cleans it off, you know. Same with anything. You know, you give him shears or you know a weed whack or whatever. Clean it up.
Yeah.
If it's still working, you're good.
Yeah, but
not like pouring in your house anyway.
I don't feel comfortable with it. Like if you bought, like I let my neighbor buy one of those drain snakes. Now, that is gross. Your drain, if it's clogged, it's going to pull out some nasty. But I knew going into it that she was going to use it for some nastiness. When I give you a shovel, I do not think that you're going to use it to pick up your dog's poop. It's gross.
There would really be no difference if he was spreading like manure in his garden.
Right, exactly. Maybe he was putting the dog poop in the garden. I don't know. That doesn't work. Okay, justified. Thank you. Is it jerk or justified? 222 Buzz is the number. Call us up. Neighbor borrowed my shovel and got dog poop, you know, with the dog, you know, picked up this dog poop with it.
Gosh, you're saying it like it's really no big deal.
It's jerk or justified.
So
I think
weird.
It's justified. Yeah. Okay, I got your calls. Call us up. 222 Buzz. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's this is going to be a slam dunk, Sandy. I think everybody's going to say justified on this one.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. When you lend your tools out, your garden tools or whatever, anything you let a neighbor borrow, there's like an unwritten rule, law, agreement that they're going to take care of whatever it is that they're borrowing. They're going to have some respect for it. They're not going to pick up their dog's business with it.
The a shovel is meant to shovel things up. So my neighbor borrowed my shovel, and I'm working in the yard, and I saw what he did. He just picked up the dog poop, then he gave it back to me, which is fine, because that's what you borrow.
It's not even a dog, the way you're describing. It's like a bear. He picked up the bear.
Yeah, it's a big dog. That's why. Look, actually, I didn't have a backhoe, so I lent him my shovel. Okay, Lorraine's on the phone. She wants to do Jerk or Justified. You think it's Jerk, right?
Well, the neighbor's on trial this morning. Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, the buzz.
Good morning.
Jerk or Justified. Donzo, hi.
I say it's justified. You don't have to fill out paperwork to borrow a shovel.
Well, you know what? I'm going to start issuing contracts for everybody who borrows my stuff.
I want another purpose for it. How long are you going to have it? When is it going to be your turn?
What are you using it for?
Bleach wipe it when you return it.
Oh, my God. Thanks.
Hey, Lorraine. Good morning.
Yes.
Hi.
I think it's a jerk move only because I believe he should have cleaned it off. Whether he hosed it, it's just common courtesy.
Yeah.
So, I guess I
for that you're reason, gonna, he's a
if
jerk.
You're gonna, yes, I agree. And because he did not disclose what he was going to use it for. Like, that
well,
is.
Well, I'm okay with that. Because it's a shovel. That's fine.
Yeah.
But the whole point is you clean it. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
No, I don't care if it's a tool or not.
It was
going to hang in your garage with feces on it. This is disgusting.
Yeah. This is gross.
Obviously. Yeah, but we're guys. We don't care. It dries.
Yeah, okay.
It'll flake off.
So,
next time you put it in the ground, it flakes off, and then it's
little
fine.
Little Ellison is, you know, she's at the stage where she's climbing on things, grabbing on things. She's playing in the garage.
No, she is not. She has never been to the garage except to get in her carriage.
Well, I'm creating a scenario that could play out.
That hasn't, and that's why I think it's justified. Thanks, Lorraine. Okay, let's go to this. Here, I bet you this will be justified. Hi, the boss. Jerk justified.
That's a jerk move if the guy owns his own shovel and he just wanted to use yours to pick up the poop.
Yeah.
I don't think he had a shovel.
It's disrespectful.
I didn't ask him. Now that I think it. No,
well,
he asked him.
How do you have a dog and not have a shovel?
Well, that's a point. If you had a big dog, he had a big dog, you're both using it for the same thing, well, then who cares? But if your dog is so little, you only use the shovel for what the shovel is intended for, which is the garden stuff. So now he's using it for something, you know what I mean?
I picked up dead birds with it. I picked up a dead mouse with it and dirty, gross.
Like
it's your shovel.
Right. I don't care if you use my shovel. It's okay. Thank you. Didn't sway you. Huh? Okay. How the buzz jerk justified?
It's justified, Scott. It's no big thing. It doesn't bother you and it wouldn't bother me. And if it did bother you, you open up a bottle of Clorox and you pour it on there or you spray it with Lysol, whatever. It's not a big thing. Justified.
Thank you.
You're okay.
Thank you. Hi, the buzz.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. I got to say, with this coronavirus, I'm glad things are getting back to normal, heading to work, getting to judge people before, like I'm going to do something today.
Yeah. There you go. It feels good to judge people in the
does.
Judgment zone, doesn't
it? Is it jerk or is it justified to let my neighbor borrow this?
Justified.
Oh,
jeez. Treat it like your own, it's not better.
Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
It is completely justified. I am not like candy. I do not use my shovel to go in the house and eat tomato soup.
Yeah, but it's sitting in your garage, which is inches away from the front, the door that leads into your house.
Candy, like somebody said, it's not like she, you know, I can understand. I'm thinking, okay, he used it to cut the head of a garden snake off.
Right.
Something like that. I mean, it's dog crap. Come on.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
You do? Okay.
You borrow the neighbor's shovel to pick up your dog's poo?
Oh, absolutely. Because I broke it one day gardening, and I didn't get a chance to go to Home Depot. And
you get
I was like,
one.
Well, I need a shovel. So the neighbor was out cleaning her dogs up, and I'm like, hey, as long as you're doing yours, can I borrow the shovel after you?
Oh, see, now that makes it different, because she was already using it for that purpose. Nah. Scott doesn't have...
So did that sway you or no? Or is it still just justified, or did she sway you to jerk?
Oh, no, it's still justified.
Okay, thanks.
One more, Sandy?
If you want, but I need way more than one more to tie this up.
Okay, well, hi to hi to Buzz, jerk or justified?
Justified.
Okay, fine. You know what? You know what I learned from today's Judgment Zone?
What did you
learn? I am not letting any of you people borrow my shovel.
Justify me, justify me, justify me.
The verdict is justified.
Justify me, justify me, justify me. I'm justified. Justify me, justify me. The
case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Want to be rich? That's why Erica Cummings is on with us here this morning. Hi, happy Friday. Good morning.
That is a perfect intro. I love it. Good morning.
Yeah, I think we'll keep that.
Well, right, that should be your signature intro now. Whenever you walk into a room.
I love it.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, you too. And the weather. Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's brilliant. It's just amazing.
Amazing.
And
we needed it.
They're still warning people just to keep that social distance, wear your masks. Don't you know, yeah. You don't want to go back to this.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, we're
so
here
Erica Cummings, yes. Yep, is on every Monday and Friday with us. She's a certified financial planner at the Harmony Financial Wellness Group at RBC Wealth Management, always giving out great advice, keeping us on top of what's going on. Because a lot of times you hear these financial news stories and you're like, I don't really know what that means.
Right.
Or how does that impact me directly?
Dumb it down for us, please.
Yeah, yeah. So we are always encouraging you to reach out to us, too. If you have a money concern, because a lot of people are, you know, they can't sleep at night because of whatever's going on financially in their house. Money is already stressful, let alone all of this on top of it. So just email me, and then we'll ask Erica the question. And I got this great email from Elizabeth. Just received information about signing up for my 401k through work. I never understand any of this. Is there a way I could possibly ask Erica or have her give me advice on how to invest? Okay. I'd like to get this set up as soon as I can.
And kudos to Elizabeth, because this is wonderful. And the earlier you start, the better. So I think it's great that she's reaching out. And her question is on so many people's minds, because you do get overwhelmed, especially when you're starting a job and there's so many other things going on that this can very easily just get put on the back burner. So
yeah,
I'm very excited that she's doing this.
It's free money, man.
If your company's matching, at the very, very least, you should put the amount that's necessary to get 100% of the company's match. And obviously, over time, you want to try and increase that so that you're working towards the maximum that you can possibly afford.
Yeah.
But as far as investing, it can be overwhelming. Over the years, 401ks have become less, I would say less complicated, because you have less investments to choose from. But as someone who's just starting out, I would go with the simplest option and just pick what's called a target date fund, which takes most of the guesswork out of the equation. So these funds you select are based on whatever you think your retirement year might be. Hmm. And then it targets the risk tolerance to that time frame. So the fund is automatically set to an appropriate asset allocation. And going back to previous conversations that we've had, that's how much you should have in stocks and how much you should have in bonds and cash.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're younger and you plan on working for another 30 years, usually these are in 5-year increments, you would pick the 2055 target date fund. And that would appropriately put the amount that is should be in stocks and should be in bonds. And
how about if you're older, if you're 60 and you still need to work for 30 more years?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Scott may know somebody.
I know that. I'm asking for a friend.
For a friend. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
In air quotes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And obviously in that case, if you are 60, you mm-hmm. may want to think about if you do really plan on working, because even though you may want to or need to, somebody may not want you there, or you may have to retire for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So you probably want to get a little bit more conservative. But in this case with Elizabeth, I think that doing all the research and having to read through prospectuses or look at different investments, it really can kind of derail you. So
yeah.
In this case, that would be the simplest way. And you can kind of just set it and forget it. It automatically rebalances. And as you get closer to that retirement date, it will become more conservative.
When should you look at it again? Like, so she kicks it off and she's in her first, second, third year of work, and she's on that target date fund and it's just automated. When should she take another peek at it to try to tweak it?
So here's what I would suggest. It really depends on the balance inside the 401k and how many investment choices you have. So as I said, over time, 401ks have become less diversified in terms of what kinds of funds there are. So you used to have 401ks that had 30 and 40 different funds. And mm-hmm. in that case, you would want to maybe look at some of the other options. So if you do have more funds to choose from and the balance is getting larger, you may be able to start to do some more research and actually do the diversification yourself. Mm. Also, if you are a little bit more of a risk taker and you don't mind volatility, you may want to add some more equity funds to that as well, or pick a year that, let's say you are targeted to retire in 2030, but you feel like you want to take on a little bit more risk. And there's, you know, obviously disclaimers all over this, because sure. you really should make sure that you're talking to someone. At the very least, your 401k provider should be available to give you some guidance, or obviously reach out to a planner. But if you want to take on more risk, or on the other hand, you feel more conservative, you can always add more bond funds or add more stock funds. But when you're first starting out and that balance is really small, this is the best way to get the broadest diversification.
Okay.
And, you know, when you start to add in all this, and when people do start to hear of, oh, I'm more in stocks and I'm more risky, that's where I feel like a lot of people abort mission. I'm going to do this wrong. I'm not going to do anything. But your advice is just stay in the target fund. It's okay. That is a safe place. If you're going to do anything, just start there, right?
Yes, because it's literally the best way to avoid blowing up your portfolio.
Okay.
And right. You don't have to worry about all that other stuff that you're hearing, the chatter you're hearing around you. Plus, you're right. The 401k people, those people who are managing it, they are there for free advice. Don't get upsold on something else. Mm. They're there for free guidance.
Okay.
That they're supposed to be there to, at the very least, help you get started.
Yeah.
All right, Erica. Hey, we're going to take a break and come back. And, you know, for some reason, the human mind loves a series of threes. And you've got the three things, a webinar that's coming up. And we want to tell you about that coming up next here on 98.9 The Buzz. And Spaziano and Sandy, stay there.
Perfect.
98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy, home of the Salute to Seniors. Go to RochesterBuzz.com and put your picture, fun or straight or whatever kind of senior picture up for your graduating kid, and put their information in, and we'll get it to you around 9:20 every day as we salute our seniors here in the Rochester area. And we're going to be a beautiful day, sun, then clouds working maybe later, and maybe south of Rochester, there might be a little sprinkle, but 72 beautiful degrees.
It's time. It's Friday. That means our good friend, certified financial planner, Erica Cummings, is on with us. She's from the Harmony Financial Wellness Group at RBC Wealth Management. If you miss any of our conversations with Erica on Monday or Friday, they all live right there on the Seven Figures podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, whether it's the freeradio.com app or wherever you get them, you can scroll back and listen to all the episodes. So much great advice. Today we talked about the 401k. If you're just starting out with the 401k, looks overwhelming, but Erica broke it down and gave you the best bet with your 401k. So now there's a webinar coming up too, right, Erica?
Yes. On Thursday, June 4th at 11, we are doing a webinar called Three Steps to Financial Confidence.
I like that. Three.
Yeah. Three simple steps. And you can email me at Erica, E-R-I-C-A dot Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S at RBC.com. And we'll get you the link and dial-in instructions if you want to dial in.
Cool. All right.
Okay. So it's open for everybody.
Yeah. And basically, you know, this has been a time where we have kind of these two different dynamics where we're feeling pressure and we're working from home and we're trying to just survive. But at the same time, we're feeling this incredible need to be productive and have accomplished something during this time. And so when so much feels out of control, we're trying to guide people in a way that can help them take advantage of this extra time. So some have been organizing closets and getting kids' toys organized and just trying to do things around the house. And one item that may be at the bottom of the list, but probably is the most life-altering, is getting all those financial documents together. And this crisis has been a change and a huge transition for human beings as a whole, but we also know that we will get through this, and personally we will have transitions in the future, whether that's a divorce or the loss of a loved one or having to help our parents as they age. And the last thing we want to do is be scrambling. So I compare it to cramming for an exam. It's just not a great feeling. And there's been so many stories through all of this where people have had to make decisions over the phone because their loved ones are in the hospital and they can't visit them. They can't be there. And really, when this type of thing happens, and it will happen again in our lives, not a pandemic, but something will happen personally to you, the last thing you want to be doing is scrambling to try and get financial documents together or to try and find advice. You want to just be present. And
you know what it does, too? It opens up the conversation. Like, I just think about you, Scotty. First, do you know where all your paperwork is?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And second, you know, if you were to start organizing it, it probably would open up a conversation with your spouse. Because a lot of times couples have difficulty discussing money,
you know,
if they're on opposing ends of it.
I think a lot of people find this a problem. Not all, but when we try talking money, it just goes bad all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
And you know, it's weird. When I got married, our roles kind of reversed. I was more of the, you know,
the hot mess.
But I'm not saying that hot. No, I can't say hot mess. But now I'm feeling more responsible, and my wife has still got stuff going on, and I'm like, you know, so the roles have actually changed. So, like, it would be great to be able to find out a way to break that ice to get two people together with their finances. I think a lot of people go through that.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And the best way, and this is obviously it's a larger conversation, but when you think about all of the big decisions that you make in your life, and probably for those of us who have children, I think how to parent is probably one of the biggest decisions that we make, and that we are not willing to compromise on having our opinion heard. So I don't know many parents that would say, you know what, I'm going to let the father or I'm going to let the mother make all the parenting decisions and I'm just going to follow along. Mm. You have to look at your money the same way, because it truly guides every choice you have in life. And men and women are very different. I don't want to say this as, you know, categorically true for everybody.
No,
but
you can stereotype. It's fine.
I mean, I look at my husband and I. My husband, he's happy if he's got a few beers with his friends and they talk sports. And if he does that for the rest of his life, he's thrilled. Retirement is stacked. That would kill me. I need something more. And So
how did you do it then? How did you is it because you, well, probably because you work in the financial world, but how did you get him to come to your side?
Well, it wasn't more, I wasn't trying to convince him to be on my side. It was getting each other to appreciate what we both want. And so it's really more about finding a way for both voices to be heard so that your life feels fulfilled, because every choice we make with our money is really about a much bigger picture. And if we only plan, like I said, if you only parented one way, you would feel, as the person that didn't have the opinion, you would feel constantly not heard, or constantly, you know, as if you had no say in the matter and the outcome could be different. And so that's how you have to look at this. This is much bigger than just a task. This is your whole life. And when you go through this process of organizing things and going through, a lot of it has to do with just taking radical responsibility for something that a lot of people are ashamed to do. And what I try to tell people is shame is optional. So you decide whether or not you want to feel shame. And as long as you are okay with saying, I'm not going to feel ashamed, I'm going to put all this out on the table, we're going to discuss this with mutual respect, and we're going to say this is our starting point, then the conversation changes. As long as you go in saying, we both did nothing wrong, we both have the right to have our own opinions, but like any good decision or any good compromise, you don't both walk away having everything that you want. Email me, and Thursday, June 4th, this will be the first time we're doing this, and we'll hope to have many more. So
awesome.
Really deserve it.
What's the email? One more time?
Erica.Cummings@rbc.com.
Gotcha. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Erica. So you have a great long weekend, and then we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds wonderful. Okay. Happy Memorial Day.
All right, you too. It's 99 Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, good morning. Wow, it's Friday, 99 Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Friday, May 22nd. Scott Pisano here. Sandy Waters right there. Hi, Sandy.
Hello.
Hey. Happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes. Happy long weekend, everybody.
Yeah. It's going to be just beautiful, 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 beautiful with weather. I mean, we're talking today sun and some clouds. Maybe working in later in the day. A slight chance of a shower later south of Rochester. 73 for the high. It's already like almost 60. And then tomorrow, another nice day. So maybe sun later in the afternoon and 72 degrees. 84 by next Tuesday, I hear. Just when you get back to
perfect.
The grind, right? Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm already checked out, dude. I'm done.
Don't say that out
I
loud.
I'm checked out.
You cannot say that out loud, especially when your boss could potentially be hearing you. That's the worst thing a boss wants to hear.
What is your checkout tolerance when it comes to a long weekend, like a holiday weekend or you know, like
what do you mean checkout tolerance?
Like where do you where like I know like
I don't check out
the last
I don't allow,
I know
I don't you're allow so, myself you're so, you're to so, check out.
Yeah, well guess what? You're lying.
Everybody
checks out. The day before a vacation, the day before a long weekend or a holiday weekend, that whole day is just like
no, you know what it is, really? I'll be completely honest with you. And I know there's other people like this, too. I forget that it's the holiday weekend.
Okay, then
like, I forget that I have a vacation. I'm so go, go, go that I just forget. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I should have been checked out by now.
I'm not sure if that's a positive personality trait or a negative personality trait.
We're not judging. Are we judging? Mm-hmm. That's in the 7 o'clock hour with the judgment zone. Right now, this is judgment free.
To be so spun up that you don't even know it's a vacation the next day or that it's a long weekend.
Honestly,
there's something wrong. You gotta take time for yourself.
God honest truth, this morning when I popped out of bed, I totally forgot it was Friday. And then as I was coming down the stairs, because I'm still working from home, you're at the studio.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, crap, we got to go on TV today. I had to run back upstairs, mm-hmm. try to do my hair, put on some sort of nice shirt. Still my sweatpants.
What are you wearing?
I'm a Mod Podge of this ugly sweater is just because I'm cold in the basement. So I just got a nice top on and then the gray sweatpants.
So you got your TV top on and then your
yeah. I got to paint today, so I got my gray ugly sweatpants.
You're painting?
Yeah, I got to paint the office, baby.
Oh no, you kidding me?
Why this is what do you mean?
This is everybody's doing home improvements. It's just so funny.
Oh, I know. We are. Because now we're looking around the house and we're like, oh, God, that's an ugly room.
Okay.
Or, God, how disorganized am I?
You know, our deck is being redone, right? Resurfacing it and stuff. And Randy Turpin, big ding for him, man. He's a Buzz listener. He's a good friend now because he does some great deck work if you ever need a deck done. But they should be finishing up today. So I can't give you a crap about painting your office.
Yeah, you can't.
No.
But you have it someone else do the work.
Yes.
Randy's doing the work.
Yeah.
I'm painting the office.
You should have your husband be painting the office.
I don't trust him.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You do it yourself because you don't want him to? Does he help at all?
No, he hates when... So California Closets is actually... I'm getting it all ready when they can, you know...
Come in
the
and
switch
prep,
and say, yeah. So the closet area, it's a very tiny closet, right? So I put hanging shelves on the door of it. Like California Closets fixed the inside of it, which looks amazing. And then but you can do the hollow door screws to hang shelves on the door itself.
Oh.
So I was like, honey, you do that while I paint. I didn't even realize I was nitpicking his every move. Like he just put down the drill and he goes, listen, if you want to do it, then you do it. Otherwise, don't critique my... I didn't even realize I was that type of person.
Hey, Danger, if you're listening, I've been working with her for 20 years. I could have told you that.
I did it. Jesus. I was like, oh my God, wait. I was just trying to help you. He goes, I don't need your help. Okay, I can work. I can screw one screw in. I mean, it was such a basic task that it was hardly a task.
And I was like... microscoping it. That's funny.
Totally micromanaging. I'm sorry. I would not make a good boss at all. I would be terrible. My employees would, rebel. Hate.
This was the understanding of the buzz. Another beautiful day. Happy Friday. Couples therapy's on the way in just a few minutes here on Spazano and Sandy.
Yeah, we got to take the compatibility test.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, do that.
Because we've been together for 20 years.
All right, hold on. Stay right there. We'll be back.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.